Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. You can listen to our sermons, interviews, and Pastor Pod on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and any popular podcast platforms. Welcome to Pastor Pod, our first in a series of podcasts when Pastor Russ and I, Pastor Jordan, get together to give our best answers to your questions about the Bible, theology, and life. Please enjoy. Welcome back to another episode of Pastor Pod. Today, we want to tackle some questions. We've been talking about a couple, well, mostly about LGBTQ community and the Beyond Tolerance discussion that you had, Russ.
Yeah.
And the church also had a booth with four other churches in the Castle Rock area at Castle Rock Pride. So this has been, along with the Bigger Table podcast, we've been kind of tackling this topic the last month. Kind of organically, we didn't really plan it, started to happen. But one question I have for you after listening to your Beyond Tolerance
what in the world were you thinking
lecture or discussion or was and that's all good, but is there, as we keep changing or as a church decide that some things weren't right for a certain time, but they're okay now, is there any absolute truth that we can hold on to? Or are we just always changing things until Christianity doesn't look like Christianity anymore?
That's a good question. Yeah, the question about change and why do things keep changing and doesn't the slippery slope and then things get loosey-goosey and is truth relative, and that really scares people, and rightly so. I mean, why would we come up with the decision we came up with around sexuality when for generations and generations it has always been another way? How all of a sudden does the truth change is typically how that goes. I will say that that's also the way every major societal change is framed, whether it has to do with science and vaccinations when they first came out, whether it had to do with slavery, whether it had to do with women. Those are always the cautionary things is that now we're just changing to match culture. I don't think we're just changing to match culture. And I don't think truth is absolute in the sense of what was behind us. I think that the absolute truth is what is ahead of us. Not unlike a North Star. And the North Star for the church has always been the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is what is that Christ is gathering together, that Christ is still doing, and that Christ is yet to do. How do we participate in that? That's our North Star. We sum it up around here, and as Jesus did, when you love God with everything you've got and you love your neighbor as yourself. The kingdom of God is the kingdom then of right relationships. It's my neighbor and God, my right relationship with God, my right relationship with one another. And that means that it will look different and it should look different in 2019 than it did in 1620 or in year 1000. We are in a different part of the geography of the timeline of the human experience. And we're in a whole different terrain. We have a whole lot of different questions and factors that they never had. So it should look different. And I think there are certain times when we've corrected. In the Reformed Church, we talked about reforming and always being reformed. We take our bearings and we change. We don't think we are absolute. We don't think we've got the absolute truth. We reform. We change and say we need to do a course correction. We need to go in this direction, or if there has been an obstacle that looked too huge in the past, or you shouldn't go there. Now that we're there, now there's a way through that's a different way through. So just using that analogy of the North Star in the geography, it should change, and there should be things. The one thing that should not change is what we do and how we do it should never somehow violate what it means to love God and love our neighbor. If what we do dehumanizes, objectifies, diminishes people, then we're on the wrong track. We need a correction. But if the decisions we make and the way we make them honor, give dignity, give value, the God-given value that they have, that is inherent, then then we're going in the right direction. 10 years from now, 20 years from now, certainly 100 years from now, that will mean something different. But it's not because that's bad. It's that hopefully they will have the same North Star and be continuing to move in their time and place and across their terrain and making the decisions they make. We may not recognize them. We haven't got any way to get our head around those things. And that's okay. We have to be faithful to our time and to our place. And so that's how I deal with the change thing. And you, because, I mean, you're dealing with that, those kinds of things when you're talking to youth, when talking to parents, when just pastoring. How do you see that?
Well, I like to remind people that things like cars, guns, electricity, there's nothing in the Bible about those things specifically, right?
Right.
And we always have to look at those things through the paradigm of the gospel of Jesus and what he did. And I like what you said about human dignity, because what I see always with Jesus, especially in his miracles and with the people who the society deemed unworthy or untouchable, he gave them their dignity back first.
Yeah.
And then sent them on their way. And I think that's a template for us. And I think there's still going to be things in the future that we have to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
This may sound nerdy, but
it hasn't stopped us before.
I constantly think about, as technology continues to advance, that eventually we're going to have artificial intelligence that you won't be able to distinguish between human and computer.
Yeah.
So then there's going to start to be a question of how do we treat our own creation? You know, God created us, and now we're starting to create beings in some way.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of rights do they have?
Mm-hmm.
Are they part of the kingdom of God? So those are going to be tough questions.
Yeah, and probably terrain.
Yeah. And probably even after I'm gone, but this isn't anything new to the history of the church. We're always learning. And I think the one thing that we tend to forget is that God is always continuing to open our eyes to what God is up to in the world.
Yeah.
That it hasn't, we like to think it has been revealed to us all at once.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's a continuing and unfolding, right? And like what you said, the future of, through Christ's resurrection, it wasn't, hey, now we got it all figured out. We got all our doctrine figured out, our theology. We're good. We're good until Jesus comes back at this point. That's not really how the Christian narrative functions either. That it's continuing to unfold and show new things, whether it was Gentiles can now be a part of this community of faith and so on and so forth. But that's, I think, the absolute truth for me to continue to follow is the summary of the law that Jesus gave was love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah, yeah. I think we also forget that we are where we are because the church in the past, as you said, didn't stop where they were. We are where we are because in the first century and the second century, the early church was faithful to the North Star and the radical revolutionary kinds of things you mentioned with the Gentiles and going beyond tribalism, going beyond nationality, going beyond gender with women, and then class, slave and free. Those were such radical things. And I love the book, I think it's by Rodney Stark, The Rise of Christianity, and how this kind of very small little movement in the backwater of Palestine became the world's leading religion. And it didn't just happen overnight. It happened because of the revolutionary kinds of things, the changes that these people brought, because now they had a different North Star. It wasn't just their tradition. It wasn't just the philosophy of the day. It wasn't just their nationality. It wasn't their tribalism. Something called them out to do some amazing things, and it changed the world. And it still is, and it still should.
I think, for me, one of the things that I see that is so... it's a hard thing to shake off for people, and even Christianity, is the tribalism, like you said, and that we're right, they're out, setting up us versus them constantly. And I think for a lot of people, if you take out an enemy, what are we doing, right? Because it's all been set up for us to win something.
Mm-hmm.
that we'll be right in the end, that we'll go to heaven, and those that all doubted or mocked, they're going to go to hell. Mm-hmm. So there is a victory.
Mm-hmm. Vindication, at least.
And yeah, and I would even say, kind of putting this on its head, of you were talking about it wasn't done back then, but God's always pulling us into the future. But for that particular thing, I would point back to Jesus and the cross and saying, it's already been done.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
there's nothing you have to continue to fight for, I guess. I mean, I think...
I don't think that's what he meant, though. I don't think it meant it's already done so nobody has to do anything.
Right.
I think it's done in that the work that he came to do on earth is done. He ran the race. He finished the course. And now there's a lot of stuff that needs to happen. I mean, that's what Matthew 28 is about, it seems. So Matthew 20 at the end, you know, go, do, baptize, teach. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. So now hey, you work that out.
Yeah.
What was...
What I'm trying to get at, I think, is... I think there's too much ego in it for some people,
mm-hmm.
that I have to do something about it.
It is the final, you know, frontier. Yeah.
Whereas, no, you just need to follow God where God's taking you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about you defending God. It's about...
Yeah. So it's a both end, yeah. Right? I mean,
yep.
So we manifest the love, the grace, the presence of God in everything that we do, and that's going to have societal changes or stuff to do. But to the degree that we stay connected and grounded in that presence and against our ego, as soon as we start getting out there in service, that's actually what this Sunday is, part of what this Sunday is going to be about, is the once you get yourself out there, you're going to run into your biggest, one of your biggest obstacles is not the other, it's your own ego. And now what do you do with that? So... You know, now it's that both end. You got to take care of the inner work of who you are, yielding over to God, listening to, grounding, and once you do that, then you are able to manifest more clearly who God is in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, no, it's not that we have to take the world for Christ. We got to catch up to Christ. And you know, you and I come out of a tradition of a neo-pietism where you just take care of yourself. And that sounds good, but then it abrogates the societal stuff to people who don't put that as a high value of faith. And historically the church has been pretty ineffective when the pietist movement has come in. It's been good, perhaps, for the enclosed, inoculated people, but it's not good for society. Slavery didn't get resolved by pietism. And women, you know, children's movement, you know, it's people who were pushing hard and, you know, out there on those frontiers. The best ones were the ones who also had their inner life, it seems to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there was the back and forth of both and, grounded and then being able to manifest out. So, I mean, I think that's how, yeah, that's how we have to approach that. So,
mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for joining us this week, and we'll see you next time. If you've enjoyed Voices of Hope, please rate and review us and share us with your friends. If you have questions for Pastor Pod, please email them to jordan@newhopeprez.org or send us a message on Facebook. New Hope Summer Sunday Worship is at 10 a.m. Please say hi if you join us, and we will see you next time.